This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The McLean County Democrats are making another run at a Republican incumbent, this time State Representative Keith Sommer. The Morton Republican hasn't had a Democratic challenger in a decade. Jill Blair from Bloomington wants to change that. She's running as a Democrat for Sommer's 88th House District seat. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke to Blair before her formal campaign announcement next week.
Bolstered by their post-Trump election wins in Normal Township, local Democrats are trying to contest more and more races in McLean County. The latest one is the 88th House District, which includes parts of Bloomington, plus communities like Stanford, Danvers, and Mackinac. It stretches all the way west to Morton and Washington. Jill Blair of Bloomington is a former Heartland Community College administrator, and she's never run for elected office before. She now works for Country Financial. Blair says she's running not specifically because of Sommer, but because of Springfield itself.
I'm running for the 88th District to represent in Springfield because Springfield is broken and really has been for a long time. We've seen the partisan bickering over several decades, political gamesmanship. And meanwhile, hardworking Illinoisans are suffering. We look at our schools, our universities, our hospitals, our farmers and our laborers, our seniors and those with disabilities whose services have been dwindling, and so many more. Really, I think Illinois deserves better, and I'm ready to bring fresh ideas, and I'm committed to better ways forward.
What are going to be the key issues that you raised during the campaign?
One of the top issues for me really is education. Having worked in the community college, I'm familiar with the environment, and I understand how the uncertainty we've been living under for the last couple of years have really affected the services that they're able to provide. And that's not just at the community college level, but obviously K-12. I'm glad to see that we finally have a funding formula that's going to go into law so that schools can open on time and they'll get their funding hopefully pretty soon here. But we need to do better, and this recent action is just the beginning. There needs to be a lot more done. We've been pretty much at the bottom of the list in terms of how we fund our K-12 schools, and so I understand why people are frustrated with high property taxes, but you have to understand that those property taxes are a product of underfunding of schools from the state, and they're asking the municipalities to make up the difference. I know that we can do better for all Illinois children so that they have quality schools and quality education. Another issue for me is a fair and humane approach to budgeting, which obviously includes for the schools, but for everyone else. As I mentioned before, we've seen our seniors suffering. We've seen folks with disabilities. Their services have disappeared. They've got no place to go. We've seen farmers and laborers and everybody just living under this cloud of uncertainty. And I know that folks, are upset about paying higher taxes, but I don't think it's the higher taxes that forces people to leave the state. It's this cloud of uncertainty when you don't know what to expect in the next quarter or the next year, or be able to plan out 2 or 3 years ahead. Business owners are in the same boat. So I want to see a better approach to budgeting. And I think a part of that is a graduated income tax. I'd like to see us adopt a graduated income tax just like virtually every other state in the union, just like we do at the federal government, so that millionaires and billionaires are paying a higher rate than, say, their secretaries and their staff members. I think that's the way that we have to think in order to make up some of the gaps.
You've never held elected office before. So what are some of the factors across the state, across the country, that led you to this now?
I think what's going on at both the national level and at the state level really has been a wake-up call for me over the last couple of years, and the election of 2016 was just kind of the icing on the cake. We see people being driven further apart, in the partisanship and kind of taking up stakes for their team instead of thinking about the citizens of the state, the citizens of the United States. We can't sit around anymore and wait for someone else to take action. We can't look for someone else to solve the problems. I'm ready to step forward and take responsibility. I'm motivated to restore Illinois' reputation as one of the best states in the union. I'm really proud of Illinois. I've spent my life here, as I've mentioned, and I know what we're capable of. I know we can be a prosperous and thriving state, and I look forward to being a part of making that happen.
State Representative Sommer has not had a Democratic challenger in the general election since 2008. So how are you going to win in a district like this?
Sure. Number one, I want to say this isn't about Keith Sumner. It's about the people of Illinois. It's about the residents of the 88th district. That said, I think unopposed elections are bad for democracy. We deserve choices. And I think when we have choices, it opens our eyes to some of the possibilities that are out there that maybe we haven't been exposed to before. Those who do win and hold the seat are, you know, held more accountable. They have to fight in order to represent us, and I think that's the right thing. And as far as flipping this district and turning it to a Democratic district, I've seen a lot of grassroots activity really throughout the area, from Morton, Washington, to here in Bloomington, across McLean County. I think a lot of people feel the same as me, that when they saw what happened in November, that we really need to get more involved. We need to pay attention to what's going on at all levels of government. We need to petition those who represent us. We need to eventually run for office if that's what our calling is. And so I'm ready to make that happen.
You've talked about how you're not running specifically because of Keith Sumner. It certainly begs the question, what do you think of his tenure? He's been in the Illinois General Assembly since 1999.
Well, as I said, I'm not running necessarily because of Keith Sumner. I'm running for the people of the District of 88, and what I hear from them is that they're frustrated with what's going on in Springfield. They're frustrated with particularly this current Rauner administration, and, you know, when I do look at Representative Sumner's record, I can't say that he's done much outside of what's been expected of him, you know, as a Republican. I don't know that he's been accountable to his constituents, and I would be. I'm really interested in talking to people across the district, finding out what they're concerned about, what their frustrations are, what their hopes are, and that's really something I want to bring back. What do they want from Illinois? What do they see as the future of Illinois? And what kind of new ideas and fresh solutions can we bring so that we can move forward?
That's Jill Blair from Bloomington, who's running for the 88th House District as a Democrat. That seat is currently held by State Representative Keith Sumner, a Republican from Morton. Sumner did not respond to requests for an interview for this story. Chris Howick of Bloomington has also announced plans to run in that district as a Libertarian candidate. Howick is the vice chair of the McLean County Libertarian Party. I'm Ryan Denham.
Blair will make her formal campaign announcement next Thursday, September 7th, at the McLean County Museum of History.